You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Welcome to TJ's Podcast.
Yes. We talk about anything and everything. Whatever's interesting to us is interesting to you, because we'll make it that way. Along with my little buddy Riggins. Hi, Riggins.
Good morning.
Is it good morning? What if somebody's listening at night? Way to pay attention, Riggins. It's 24/7, brother. 24/7. It's technology.
Good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yes. Proving that we talk about anything that is interesting to us, making it interesting to you, it's time for another... which you call Law Day on TJ's podcast, where we talk about the damn law. That's what we talk about, is the damn law. With our legal expert and former intern of ours, his name is Wiki Ryan, but other people call him Ryan. What's your last name?
Toomey.
Toomey. To me, to you. So, yeah, he's going to be doing some lawyering for us today.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So, good morning. Good evening. Now, we got this case. It's not really a case as much as it is something that is going on that we needed to get Ryan on here as a specializing in personal injuries and things of that nature. This would fall into that category, right, Ryan? Something along there. You would handle this case, this type of case, if it came about, right?
So this would be more family law.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Fortunately for you, I practiced family law for a total of 6 months.
Yep,
so I knew that. I'm definitely.
They don't let you out of Baylor Law School if you don't promise to do some family law on the outside, right? That's what I heard.
That's what my family wanted at least.
So Riggins found this story. And we've got the audio of it. It's a girl on the TikTok talking about how she's getting her sperm donor. And I don't say that just as an absentee father, you know, you would refer to as a sperm donor. This is an actual sperm donor for an artificial insemination situation. And she's gotten it where he is now having to pay for her child that she had, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So here, we'll play at the audio of it so you can hear what they say.
I sued my sperm donor, and now I get 40% of his paycheck.
I'm a sperm donor, and yes, I've been court-ordered to pay roughly 40% of my paycheck to this random woman and her child. The thing is when I was 18, 19 years old, I was in the Marines, short on cash, and I thought it would be a good idea to donate some sperm for some easy money. I made a total of $150, and it came back to bite me because now I'm paying this woman thousands of dollars a month for a child I had no part in making or wanting. I did sign an agreement at the time stating that I would not be held liable for anything that happens to the sperm after I donated it, but I guess some laws changed and she found a legal loophole that states that I now have responsible for the child, so now I have to pay her monthly. It doesn't make any sense. I'm working on appealing it, so if anybody has any ideas or knows anybody who knows a good lawyer, send them my way, because this is just unfair.
Right. Well, we know a great young lawyer, but we couldn't get him for today, so we've got Wiki Ryan. Just kidding. So what is this situation? I guess it varies from state to state on this type of thing, huh?
Yeah, so it actually varies a lot depending on the state. I was trying to find the factual basis for this one. But a lot of what it boils down to is, you know, whether or not any parental rights are retained, or whether or not the person who's donating gave up their parental rights in doing so. And I'll give you an example. In Texas, there's a portion of the Texas Family Code that specifically spells out that if you're conceiving a child through artificial means, then there is not necessarily an automatic grant of parental rights to the sperm donor. And I think that's true in a lot of states, but obviously there are some where, like this guy found out, where you can't just waive your parental rights by contract. You have to have a judge say you don't have parental rights. You have to do a formal termination of parental rights, and things like that to actually avoid paying child support or being responsible for the child you fathered.
But, you know, outside of the law, how big of a piece of crap does a woman have to be to go through this process and then come back and say, I know this guy has no idea who I am or who, you know, he did it with these intentions and all, but I'm still going to get 40% of whatever from him. That's terrible.
Well, it's all about getting your bag, TJ, if you haven't heard.
Yeah.
That's all the kids are saying. Go I get hear your bag.
Go get you.
That's another way to do it.
Go get your bag. It's a legal term.
It's even more depressing because she busted.
Yeah, she
busted. It's not going to pay all this money to just a real troll. That would kill me.
So there are law firms that are built and very, very successful who just handle surrogacy. You know, the legal aspect of surrogate parenting and this type of thing, artificial insemination and all that. So evidently that they didn't use one of those type firms, or they wouldn't be in this situation, I guess.
Definitely not. And, you know, so I think the state that this came out of was Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
It was really hard to find an actual state where they recognized something like this. And what I found was, essentially, they say like I said before, the only way you can give up your parental rights is if you have a judge determine that you're unfit, if you do it through adoption, or you do it if there's an adjudication regarding the parental rights. And so, yeah, I tell people all the day you need a lawyer for all different types of situations, but definitely something.
Well, I'm sure like you do.
That's how we get paid, brother.
What I worry about is if there's like a chilling effect on guys that just want to help other people by making those donations. Is this going to scare off guys going, I don't want to be held responsible for $40,000 a year. I'm just trying to help somebody conceive a child. That'd be the worst possible outcome of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of that anyway.
Of
the you know, anonymous donors and all of that stuff. I'm not a big fan of that. I get what people do it and, you know, I don't necessarily think it should be illegal, but I just don't like the thought of people just fathering kids and not having anything to do with them and all that. So that to me is what would be the scary part, is that they say, okay, well, you're going to make me pay for it, then I want half custody of it.
Yeah.
You know, this guy could come back now and just go, okay, well, if I'm having to pay like I'm the child's father, then I want custody. I want split custody. And then you're turning your child over to a stranger. I get it. Well, see, you turn the tables on them.
Right. Yeah. Well, he did say, you know, I signed a paper signing away, and I forget what the phrase he used, but parental rights or whatever. But mm-hmm. I guess that's not all encompassing. Like, you're still on the hook for this. That's terrible.
Well, and that's the flip side to that coin too, because that's what the case that I found out of Kansas said, is you can't sign away your parental rights via contract. And so, like TJ said, if he's having to pay child support, then he has every single right to ask for conservatorship, custody, visitation, all of those things. And
yeah, because know, if the contract didn't cut his parental rights as far as financial responsibilities, then it didn't cut them as far as being, you know, having them half the time, you know, being in half custody of them.
Hmm.
And so the most important thing is, like, don't just rely on somebody who you don't know to tell you whether or not you're protected in any way. You know, do a little bit of research yourself. You know, fortunately for all of us, we have access to Google, and you can look and see, oh, well, you know, I may be screwed here if I donate in this state. Or
but they don't
state,
have Google so. In Kansas.
Obviously not.
They don't have it. So how much does that, how much would that pay somebody? You know, he said he was in the Marines, he was young, he was looking for some extra cash. How much does that pay usually?
I don't
when
know.
When you do it, Riggins.
Yeah, obviously just because I've never done it. But if it's valuable, I would do it. Sperm donation.
I think he said like $150.
Oh, yeah, he did. He said, I got $120 out of it, and then now I'm paying thousands in child support.
Man.
It's also kind of crazy that they're, whatever state that is in, whether it's in Kansas or a different state, that they're, for one child, it's 40% of your income, because in Texas it would be half of that. So that doesn't seem right to me.
Mm. Now, how did they hook up together to make the TikTok? This couple.
That was, well, and I don't know if they're related.
Hey, you're screwing me over. I don't know who you are. I made this anonymous donation, but I know I'm having to pay you now. So why don't we do a, what do they call those?
A stitch.
A stitch on the TikTok and talk about it.
I'm going to stitch you. I feel bad for that woman if that's not the guy, the donor, because he basically just like, yeah, that, I did this.
This happened to me.
Yeah.
And then you're calling her a troll.
Yeah.
But she was bragging about
it. Yeah, she was like, I successfully sued my sperm donor for $40,000. Ha, ha, ha.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he ought to be able to get his money back out of her. Like, get the decision reversed and then take money from her. That's what I would do.
Is that possible?
No, probably not. But you got to figure out some way to get revenge on her.
Yeah.
Legally, that is. You know.
No, you don't mean like cut her breaks?
No. I wouldn't even know how to do that. I don't even know how to check my oil now. It's so computerized and all. You're like, well, the oil's not computerized. All right, so the solution is if you're going to be an anonymous sperm donor, to make sure that it is done by an attorney and a judge signs off on it. Is that really worth $120, though? I mean, to have to go through all of that?
Is it, Riggins?
$120? I mean, is it the end of the month or the beginning of the month?
And
my paychecks are late this month, so I'd be more willing to do it.
So if you got attorneys to handle it and then the judge to sign off on it, you don't have to do that every time you make a donation, right? It'd probably be, you know, it would hold for as many times as you want to go down there, you know, selling it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're running from state to state.
Yeah.
That's pretty smart. Like a whole network of sperm places, and you're just like traveling the country, whacking it all over the place.
Just in the parking lot of each clinic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. As always, thanks for going back into your past for the family law discussion. Glad we know that that's an available option now. So we can expand it from personal injury to family law. And you're so versatile, you can handle it.
You know me. I'm a man who wears many hats. And 6 months in family law, you're an expert.
Exactly. Well, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Be sweet.
Bye.
All right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
TJ's Podcast.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park, Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Back to TJ's podcast.
Ooh. Baby Riggins, how you feeling today?
Good.
You all right?
Yeah.
You seem like you got a lot on your mind.
I do today.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a busy day for you?
I wouldn't call it busy. I got a lot of little things going on, and I'm just running them over in my head. A lot of sponsorship things, and it's the end of the month, which is always kind of hectic.
Yeah.
Busy work, administrative things. So, yeah, I'm a little distracted this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not well, bad, though.
You ever gone to the liquor store and realize that you're such a pathetic, sad sack that you are standing in front of the store trying to get in a full 2 hours before they even open?
Yeah.
You ever?
I haven't, but I see it all the time.
I did that yesterday. Because when we leave here, it's still, you know, in the morning. And so I was going to run in there for a second and pick up something on my way home. Not to drink it right then, but still, you get that feeling.
Sure.
You know, if you're standing in front of the liquor store in the morning, you're like, what's going on here?
When I go to the grocery store, it's always on the hour in a few hours, and there's cars pulling in. And I go, those are not employees, because they all park in a different section. Those are customers getting there when the doors open. And it's like a steady stream of cars going in there.
Mm-hmm.
I go, are they getting there right when the doors open? That could be a red flag.
Just maybe they work at night.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
They're going to go home and go to bed, but they need something at the liquor store.
Sure. It's a black velvet.
Mm-hmm. You ever had black velvet?
I haven't, but this woman on TikTok drinks it every day.
Yeah, that's what I drank when I was young. Back in Louisiana, you could drink at 18 back then.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy Shannon would go get us a fifth of black velvet and a 8-pack of Bud Light Ponies.
Yeah.
Man. Clear. Mm-hmm.
This woman mixes black velvet with like high C.
Yeah. That doesn't sound
or good. Or Dr. at Pepper all. And black velvet.
And I think black velvet is supposed to be a very, very cheap version of Crown Royal. I think it's in that same category. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's no good.
It's not.
It's good. No good.
Yeah. She'll have like, all right, good morning, TikTok. Just got off work, so I'm having a fish stick sandwich topped with goldfish and ketchup and some applesauce and honey and some black velvet mixed with Dr. Pepper cherry.
It's like, holy crap. God.
Yeah, I mean, her meals are wild.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, people are freaking out in the cocktail world about this new Dr. Pepper flavor. It's called Creamy Coconut.
Mm-hmm.
People are they are loving it.
Yeah, they freaked out about the Dr. Pepper strawberry, too, whenever that came out. You know, it was hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Kimberly got us some. She works for the company.
Right. Love her.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's something about the flavored versions of classic soft drinks that I don't like. I just like regular Dr. Pepper the best, and I like regular flavored Coke. But I drink Diet Coke.
Yeah.
I like it better, which is something I always made fun of people for saying when I was skinny.
No.
Like, there's no way you like Diet Coke. I get it that you drink it, but there's no way you like Diet Coke over regular Coke. And then they'd say, yes. And once you start drinking it, you get a cut. And I owe a lot of people an apology.
Yes, you do.
Because I really prefer Diet Coke.
It's so good.
But now the cool thing is Coke Zero. Like, do you have Coke Zero? Okay, good. My wife's one of those Coke Zero people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's such a huge difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero.
Yeah.
I don't even know the difference.
Oh, it's a different flavor.
But, I mean, what? Like, neither one of them has calories.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Coke Zero definitely tastes just like regular Coke.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm starting to think those Gatorades, which is owned by Coca-Cola, I'm starting to think they're just repackaging those things. There, you know how many different Gatorades there are as far as Gatorade, Gatorade Fit, Gatorade Zero. Now there's another one. They've got Gatorade Water, which is, and that's not the same. But there was another one I saw last night, this new line of sport Gatorade products.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff.
I don't think you can tell that big of a difference in all of that.
No.
You know, my wife was on that Gatorade. Was it Gatorade Fit or Gatorade?
G2?
Huh?
G2?
One of them that's no calories and whatnot, and it was the strawberry watermelon flavor. And she just loved them and would get, you know, upset if I drank one of her Gatorade, whatever they were. Cause, you know, she's stingy with food and stuff. Yeah. But then she drank it with the medicine that you take before you have a colonoscopy, and she drank so much of it trying to choke down that medicine that now she associates it with that medicine and she won't drink it at all.
I don't blame her.
No longer part of her life.
Yeah.
No longer part of her life.
Have you ever gotten sick and then because of something like food poisoning and just like sworn that off in your life forever? I know some people that do that. Like, I got sick one time eating, you know, pot roast, and I can't ever eat it again.
No, but I know some people who have, you know, or they'll swear off restaurants that they got sick from. The only time I've ever had that, I think, food poisoning was when I ate some undercooked chicken. But that was my fault. But I didn't swear off chicken.
That was probably the worst culinary disaster.
Yeah, sometimes, I was going to say this the other day, but I didn't know anybody would care. But you know how no matter what you do, if you're really good at it, you can have off days, like Major League Baseball players or football players, you know, they're among the best of whatever they do, but they can have days where they just can't get it together. I had one of those in the kitchen the other day. I was trying to cook breakfast, and I was doing some this and that, just easy stuff. I ended up, you know, I flip the eggs now with no spatula in the thing, and I do it, you know, 10 out of 10 times with this one. I flipped it, and then it landed half in the in the skillet and half out, and then just splattered all over the stove. I had to stop and clean all that. And then there was something else I did that was just like amateur mistakes, and I just couldn't get it together. Mm-hmm. And I felt kind of like that guy, Riggins, that you sent the video of where he was fishing, and he just got down on himself, and he was like, I can't do anything right. I might as well not fish. I might as well not do this. And
he started pulling out a limb. He was just like, it's like I've never been fishing before. He was really going through it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I felt like that day. What am I doing? I might as well just stop.
Yeah. That's okay, too. You can do that.
Just walk away from it. But then I had, you know, cleaning up a mess at 4 o'clock in the morning in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I could have left it and said, I know I would have made a lot of noise cleaning that, but I didn't want to wake you up, so that's why I left it.
Yeah.
And see what kind of reaction I would have gotten
over that. I'm sorry. Was it worse than that video I sent you the other day of that guy trying to flip that? Did you see that?
I don't know how he didn't start screaming in pain.
This guy's flipping maybe a frittata or a huge pancake.
To me, it looked like one of those skillet pizzas that people do, some where they put the cheese down and they brown the cheese and then they put the toppings on it and then they go to flip it.
He's this older guy and he's trying to flip this big thing in a skillet and it's browned on the bottom, and he tries to flip the pan to flip it over. And the pressure of it flipping over sends like the molten hot.
It looked like cheese to me.
Cheese like directly into his eyes. And he quickly wipes it away. But I guarantee he's suffering from that. That was crazy. So that didn't happen to you. You just made a mess in the kitchen.
Yeah. So you got two eggs that are together, frying it, you know, conjoined.
Right.
And then when I flipped it, it didn't go all the way over. And then half of it hit on the edge of the skillet, and then because that was the part that wasn't done, still running and just poof, everywhere.
It's a mess.
Ugh,
just a mess.
It's a pure mess. But this morning I was craving grits, so I did some grits, not in the instant, but earlier on the regular old morning show I said that I actually ground the corn and everything, and you knew that grits were made from corn, didn't you?
I believe so.
Yeah. Ace and Rob didn't know.
Yeah, I understand Rob not knowing. He grew up in a family that's filled with Detroit, you know, probably not a big grits-eating family, but he should know that.
Yeah, well, I don't think I knew it until I was an adult, started cooking and stuff, because we only had instant grits growing up.
Yeah.
You know, we were poor. Sure. We just had the instant kind. Yeah. Ugh. I can't imagine eating instant grits. Ugh.
Yeah. It does seem like a poor food.
How savage. Not to make your own grits.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm kidding, of course. All right, so we got a good round of stupid celebrity stuff. And one of the biggest celebrities in history being rude and getting called out for it.
Crazy story, right?
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. This woman is not nice. She's not a nice person, and she thinks she's above it all.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, she thinks she is above it all. So we'll get into all of that coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So when we do celebrity gossip, celebrity news, that kind of stuff on TJ's podcast, it's not because it's like, oh, look what the celebrities are doing. Like we care. It's more like, look at what these idiots are doing. You know? Which I think makes us different.
What makes you different?
You don't see that very often in the world of broadcasting. Usually broadcast people are kissing the rear ends of celebrities, figuratively and literally. But not here. Uh-uh. No, no. So we have a piece of audio from an interview with Brian Cox. Brian Cox is an actor. Is he British?
I think so.
He's British, and he plays on the show Succession. I mean, he's been in countless things. I mean, he's a very, very famous fellow. And this is a clip of an interview that he did, and he was discussing how dumb people are who follow the Bible. And then this is making the news like it's a shocker that some stupid actor would say this. But this is what
he said.
Do you think
that religion holds us back?
Well, considerably, yes. I think religion does hold us back because it's belief systems which are outside ourselves. Mm. They're not dealing with who we are. We're dealing, well, if God says this and God does that, and you go, well, what is God? We've created that idea of God, and we've created it as a control issue. You know, it's Adam and Eve. Eve is, I mean, the propaganda goes right the way back. The Bible is one of the worst books ever, for me, from my point of view, because it starts with the idea that Adam's rib, you know, that out of Adam's rib, this woman was created, and they'll believe it because they're stupid.
Yeah, people who believe the Bible are stupid. Now, I have reached out or tried to reach out to his people to find out if he, when he will be making the same type comments about the Quran, but haven't heard anything yet. You know, these celebrities, they're so intelligent, you know, then this is the way these people are. They're so smart that they just can't fathom the idiocy of someone who can believe in that faith. And they're always quick and quote unquote brave to say it about people who are Christians or who follow the Bible. But when it comes to other religions, they don't quite have the same courage. Now, do they?
No.
That's all I'm saying. If you're going to, you know, if you're going to denounce all religions and say that people who follow religious things like the Bible are stupid, then go ahead and be a man and say it about other religions and see what the hell happens to you. See what your succession is after that, bitch. British bitch, Brian Cox.
You essentially just made the same argument that he did on the opposite side.
What, that he's stupid?
Well, he ends it with, you know, he's got criticisms about the Bible. Okay, whatever. Then he goes, if you believe it, you're just stupid.
Right.
It's like, well, okay. And then you go, well, A, B, and C, you bitch.
Mm-hmm. Well, because he started it.
Absolutely. Not against it.
And I'm saying that he's a little bitch in the term of, you know, like you would say someone's a coward.
Yeah.
But look, that's me saying that today. Now, he may come out this evening and say, yeah, let me expand that. I mean that about people who follow the Quran as well. And I mean it about Buddhists and Hindus and all of this, not just Christians or people or Jewish people who follow the Bible. I mean all of them. Mm-hmm. If he does that, then I'll say he's not a bitch. But I don't think he's courageous enough to do that. You know, they always act like people are so courageous to say something against what truly is the most peaceful religion and peaceful faith in modern time, which is the Christian faith. We're a peaceful people. So courageous to say stuff against us when nothing's going to happen to you except getting, you know, cheered on by your peers in Hollywood or whatnot. So, bah. Ah, get out of here. But this is the one that I was even shocked that this would and I think very little of this celebrity. I think she's talented and all, but as far as a person and her intelligence, I don't think much of Barbara Streisand. This even shocked me as a person who doesn't think much of Barbara Streisand that she would be this bold and out there. Melissa McCarthy posted a picture on her Instagram, and it looks like she's lost weight. Mm-hmm. But all of the other celebrities that follow her were saying how gorgeous she looked, and girl, you look great, and it's a great outfit, and all of these things. Barbara Streisand asked her if she's on Ozempic in the comments section. Yeah. Are you on Ozempic?
Yeah, it was the weirdest comment. It's like, you know, because Melissa McCarthy is there to celebrate some director and just shout out, we're honoring him. And Barbara Streisand writes, give him my regards. Are you on Ozempic? Like no punctuation, nothing. It's like, Barbara, what the hell is that? It's like your grandma getting on social media for the first time. Mm-hmm. They don't understand, like, it's public and this just screams like, I don't know how social media works, but that's crazy, I guess. And then somebody got in her ear because it was quickly deleted. Mm-hmm.
But she's one of those that it'll be excused. Nobody will ever try to hold anything against her because she's got that privilege, you know? But I mean, this is going to sound, I don't mean this to sound bad at all in a bad way at all. But to illustrate how goofy I think Barbara Streisand is, Melissa McCarthy didn't look like she had been on Ozempic. You know, that's usually like an extreme. You see somebody this month and then you see them next month and there's an extreme difference.
Yeah. No, she looks great. She looks fine. But yeah, not some dramatic example of somebody who slimmed down.
At record speed.
Right. It's like, Barbara, shut the hell up.
Are you on Ozempic?
And you know, Melissa McCarthy can't say anything because people treat Barbara Streisand like
sort of living deity.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
she's untouchable, like Oprah.
Yeah, but even Oprah wouldn't say something like that. I mean, this is just like stupid.
Like that's something that you know, your grandmother is drunk on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people are under the impression, like, that's not the celebrity using the, that's an assistant running. I guarantee you most of the celebrities that you think have assistants doing their stuff, it's not. It is them. Trust me.
The assistants come and clean it up.
Yeah.
Like hers did.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take that down, Babs.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing? Everybody's calling me asking, are you okay? Because you seem out of your mind. Are you on Ozempic?
What would have been funny is if Melissa McCarthy had come underneath it and just cussed her out.
Yeah, watch your effing mouth. I'll slap the shit out of you. Excuse me. That would have been great. Next time I see you, Barbara, it's going down.
I'm coming after you.
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Mm.
You didn't like Barbara Streisand's? You like her work, though. You like a lot of her stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's what I said. She's talented. She's talented. But... I mean, she's long been one of those celebrities that outspoken politically and all, in the opposite of what I believe.
Yeah.
Like up there, like Jane Fonda, you know, some of those like that. I don't like her. I don't like her one bit when it comes to that. Is she still married to that James Brolin?
I think so.
I like him.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
I mean, as his work and stuff, I don't ever see much about him commenting on things and all that. I don't know if she lets him talk outside of his acting or whatnot, but I really like him as an actor.
Yeah,
and I like his son as an actor, too.
Yeah.
And I think he's handsome.
Yeah.
That both. Josh Brolin.
Sure. They're both very handsome.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he screwed up somewhere, right? Because isn't Josh the one that's getting energy through his butthole?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that him?
Yeah, that's right. Out in the sun, turning his a noose to the sun's rays.
You're so good looking. If I was that good looking, I'd just shut my mouth all the time. I'd go to work, and I'd shut up. And I wouldn't go on a magazine and go, guess the new thing I'm doing. I'm getting butt naked and taking energy in through my butthole, through the sun. I mean, just shut up. Yeah. You just shut up.
But because people don't tell them to shut up or make fun of them for saying stuff like that, they don't know. They don't know any better. You know, it's kind of like when you say somebody's too dumb to know when to shut up. That's the thing. Because if somebody called him, if a person that he said that to and that was interviewing him didn't act like that was the greatest thing in the world. Oh, really? Wow. And let him go on and on about it. If they would have said, dude, come on.
Yeah.
Don't be telling me that you're out, you know, turning your butthole toward the sun, trying to get energy from it. Come on. I'm trying to make you look good here in this article. And just laugh at him. Some of that would stop, but they're just like no rules for them. You can say, do it, come out looking any way you want to look in public. And then if you've reached a certain celebrity status, then you got all of these little butt kissers just pumping you up more and more. And you know what? I tend to think, sometimes I think that men, celebrities with big heads are good looking. They're handsome. He's got a big head. His dad's got a big head. They're both handsome. John Hamm has a giant, it looks like his head is huge. He's handsome.
You notice the size of people's heads? I never do.
That's because I have a little peanut head.
Yeah, you got a little head.
But, you know, John Mayer's got a big head. He's good looking.
Yeah.
I ought to make collage or a gallery of big head handsome men.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe it's because you got like more real estate to work with. If your head is bigger, that means your facial features have like room to sort of.
And it usually comes with the jawline that makes the head look bigger, and you know. Mm-hmm. I think Mr. Incredible is gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a big head. Do you think you have a smaller head than Rob has a bigger head? Like, do you think yours is more smaller than the average?
As big as his is to the average?
Yeah.
No. No, I think his is out of the average more than mine is on the other end.
Big head.
Mm-hmm. He handsome, though.
Yeah.
Big ol' heads is handsome.
Sure. There's something to it.
So there you go. A big head, handsome man photo gallery. Mm-hmm. Josh Brolin, James Brolin, John Hamm. Who else did I say? John Mayer is handsome with a big head.
I would need to see the list because honestly, I can't even think of somebody. I'm like, he's got a big head.
And it's not as much like a round head. It's more, you know, long, elongated and I mean, it just looks. And I guess it's because, with the exception of John Mayer, the ones that I've named are more rugged looking. You know, they can be more ruggedly handsome. You know, you throw a cowboy hat and a shadow scruff beard on them.
Yeah. Doesn't work for women, though, right?
No, big head women are ugly. Big head women are ugly.
That's just a fact of the matter.
Yeah.
What about Matthew McConaughey? What about a big head?
No, not really. I wouldn't describe him as having a big head like John Hamm has. John Hamm got a big old ass head.
Yeah. And a big old...
Yeah, that's what I hear. I don't know about all that.
I've heard. No, I've seen pictures of that, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's obscene.
If it's business.
Mm-hmm.
God. Maybe it's related.
Yeah.
You know, Rob, big old head, maybe he... You always say that about Rob, I'm though. Sure you think he's packing.
A big old wiener.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's the show for today. Called TJ's Podcast. Thanks for watching and listening, and thank you for loving us. We love you right back. We'll see you tomorrow.
Serving the world. It's TJ's Podcast.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.